How are you doing, you wonderful patrons? Scott here. I know I didn't do an audio update last week. I apologize for that. I was traveling. That's correct. I had to consult my timeline in my head. Yes, I was traveling. I went to Menfluential. It was a good time. Lots of great updates there. In fact, hey, this is an update. Let me tell you some updates of stuff that happened. Had some really awesome ideas, met some really cool people. The most practical thing that you probably should concern yourself with is I met a book editor, a professional book editor, who was really interested in the Real Origins book, and he's really excited about helping. I'm going to have a chat with him later on, either next week or the week after. I don't know. We're still working it out, but he's a really cool dude. He wants to help out, and he's a pro, which is great because this is the first time I've ever done a book, so it'll be great to have someone who has done this many, many times on our side, which is pretty cool. I'm out of breath at the moment. I don't know if it can tell, if you can tell, because I just got finished, literally just got finished moving my desk out of my, and plugging everything in, everything on my desk, from my office, from my studio, into my living room, because I wanted a change of scenery, and also I wanted to treat the studio as a recording studio and not also an office. I wanted to have one space where I record, and then a completely different space where I do all the other work, where I edit and maybe even live stream in the future for more comment response videos. Speaking of comment response videos, we haven't done one of those in a while. We should be doing one soon. Actually, all the comments are picked, I think. It's just a matter of me actually doing it. Now that I moved my computer out of the room, that means I have to reset up my lighting and my camera and make it all look pretty and nice. So that'll be something that I will be doing in the next probably day or two, and then we can do a live stream really soon. That'll be fun. I miss doing those. Now, we got to do those more often, and I know that's on me. There's nothing you guys can do about it. That's all on me, it'll be a fun time. I'm trying to look around the room to see if there's anything else to really talk about. I posted this on Discord, actually, just a few moments ago, about how the nice gents over at RKVC, the band RKVC, good friends of mine, they helped out with the DuckTales video, in case you guys forgot. That was one of our most successful videos from last year, and honestly, one of our most successful videos of all time. It's definitely in the top 10. It might be in the top 5 NerdSync videos in terms of views, which is awesome. And one of the things that we teased while we did a comment response video with them was doing the next one about the X-Men, the animated series theme song. So we pulled a lot of strings, asked a lot of people, and we got in contact. I didn't. They did, because they know a bunch of people in the music industry. They got in contact with the composer who created that iconic X-Men animated series theme song. You know, the that thingy. And it's so we are actually just making plans. I'm making plans to actually fly out to LA, where all three of us can interview that dude and have a great time, make a great video. It's going to be rad. I'm very excited about it. I actually have a lot of travel in my future, which is not something that I'm super excited about. I don't mind traveling. It makes, you know, getting out videos a little bit harder, obviously. And it's just, it becomes a nuisance on my friends here in Texas who I have to leave, like, to watch my cats. I have to get I always have to get, like, a different friend to watch my cats each time, because I kind of feel bad asking the same people to do it. Usually it's Dylan. Lately it has not been Dylan, because he's either been sick, or I'm just like, I don't want to tell him to watch my cats again. At this point, I'm basically just renting my cats, and they belong to other people. So, but yeah. That's the biggest news. We've got a couple additional Spider-Man videos coming up within the next few weeks. I know that February is over, but I didn't get to do much, again, because of travel. I travel too much. I don't know how people can make videos on time on a weekly schedule and travel as much. I don't even travel as much as a ton of other of my friends do, so I don't know how everybody does it. I'm still figuring it out, guys. Bear with me. It's the start of a brand new month, March, which means thank you for all of your support. If you are listening to this, just wanted to say really quickly, Obviously, number one, thank you. But we, as everybody does on Patreon, sometimes we have problems with payments not processing. So look out for your messages just in case you get a message from me, a really awkward one saying, hey, your card didn't work, but it's fine. I mean, it's just one of the really, you know, I'm great at doing that sort of stuff. I'm the best. So yeah, that's pretty much everything I can think of at the moment. A lot of fun stuff. A lot of great, cool videos coming out. I say that every time, but it's true. Oh, one last little teaser. The weekly trivia challenge. This was another thing that I talked about at Menfluential to some people with. The weekly trivia challenge podcast. I want to bring that back as its own standalone podcast. And I want to do it live on Twitch with audience participation, meaning you guys can take the quizzes with us, not in a chat format, because obviously there would be some delay. But I'm talking like we're going to implement some really cool tools that will allow you to actually vote in multiple choice questions and be on screen and everything with us. I haven't figured out everything how it works. In fact, I'm not even sure if exactly what I described is possible, but I talked to some professional live streaming people about it. They had a bunch of ideas they shot my way. So, networking works sometimes, guys. That's why I travel. If you're like, Scott, stop traveling so much, it's not beneficial. It is beneficial because now we can do trivia challenge. And now I can have a professional book editor to help me with my book. These are the kinds of things I travel for. And sometimes I just travel back home because my family has a lot of birthdays in March. I got to travel again. It's fun. And interviewing, you know, celebrities who wrote cartoon theme songs. These are my travel excuses. Deal with it. Awesome. Well, I'm going to wrap it up really quickly and I will get back to work, but thank you guys so much. I hope that because I'm in a new space, hopefully it's not as echoey. I mean, I really just mean I hope it's equally as echoey as before, which is to say not very echoey. In this room, I can hear echoes. I hope you guys can't, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, thank you guys so much for being patrons. Look out for those messages. You might not receive one, but just look out in case. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.